Viter in Shas, we're in Bava Kamet of Samach Zion, picking up on Samach Vavim Beis Badabamada page, five lines up from the bottom, last word on the line. And now, we had discussed yesterday that Rav Yosef says that if you have a change of name, that it's going to change, that can affect some sort of kinyan. Now it says Gemara, Vaharei Marish de Ika Shinoi Hashem. What about a Marish, which we know, what is a Marish? A Marish is a crossbeam that someone goes and steals. And then he goes and he builds it into his house. And there's a change of name. They make Kshura originally before it was built. It was just called Kshura. That's just Kodim Shinita Babinyan. Vahashta Talala. And now it's, Rashi says, Talala is Gag. It's called a roof. Rashi continues and says, Acher Shem. You put it in this palace, in this house, in this mansion. You put it and you build a second floor upon it. And we learned in a Mishnah in Gatana. The Mishnah comes and tells us, Al hamarbish hagazel shebno babira, that this is Marish, is Rashi, a korah, is a beam. V'takonis kachoshiv v'azub v'mesechas gittin. That a stolen beam that they put into a house, Shinotel Damav, the original owner gets money for it. Again, as we discussed yesterday, even though Midoraisi, you'd have to return the actual thing, but Lamai says someone who wants to do the right thing is going to take down a whole house for it. The likelihood is less. I want to give him a chance to tshuva. A time of Midoraisi, Takanas Hashavim. So that comes out to say that really Midoraisi, you'd have to. Midorabanan, you don't, because Takanas Hashavim. Beep, turn the page. Someone's saying, Halav Achi. But if not for Takanas Hashavim, Hadar Be'enei. You have to return it as is. Kum Techois, what comes out is that even though it is a change of name, you don't acquire it. It's not considered an acquisition. Amar Rav Yosef, Marish Shmo Alav. A crossbeam, the name retains its name even when it's put into the ceiling. And that's why there's no kinyan and it should be returned. But Takanas Hashavim, the time of a Braisa, Tzalos HaBayis, the Pasuk says, the Tzalos of the Bayis, of the Beit HaMikdash, Rashi says, Krok Siv Gabi Beis Olabim, and Elu HaMalatitin. These are the Malatitin. Frames that are put around windows, put around doors, and over here it's put around the beams so that the water of the walls of the stone doesn't mess up the beams. So, these are the malatatin, these surrounding frames. Ubim, and ubim eloha mirishos. You see that it retains the status of mirishos of its original name. Rashi says, Alma basadahachi lahu nami mirishos. Even after they're put in, they're still called mirishos, so therefore you don't have a kash on me, says Rav Yosef, from there at least, to tell me that a shinoi shame is going to be a shinoi rishos, because over here there's no shinoi shame. Rabbi Zeira, Marshinoi Chozel Lebriyasa Vishinoi Hashem La Vishinoi. Any type of change, you're able to change back. You're able to go back to what it was. Then, in reference to Shinoi Hashem, is not considered a Shinoi Hashem. That's going to consider be able to acquire. Because if they would go ahead and actually take apart the house, it would go back to its original status. It was just that beam. So therefore, it never really lost its thing. Therefore, it was never really acquired. Frankly, more of a Shinoi Hashem, Shinoi Chozel Lebriyasa Miavi Shinoi. But if you would have something as Shinoi Hashem that wouldn't go back to its original thing, is that considered a Shinoi even? In which case, it actually is. There is a kinyan that happens. The Haretzinor. The Haretzinor, which we can see right this second, it's talking about a piece of wood that they hollowed out the middle in order to make it into a pipe. They make kark tzitzta, as Rashi says, shekodim shechokaku, before you, when you engraved it, you carved it out. Nuka kitzitzas eitz ba'alma. It was called just a, piece of wood. What it was before, Vahashta Tsinor, and now it's called the pipe. Vitanya, we learned in the Bryce, said Tsinor Shechakakul, but so Kvo, if you have this pipe that first you hollow it out and then you attach it to the ground, Posel is a mikvah, it's going to posel a mikvah. We know that the water in a mikvah has to be naturally gathered water, and now let it do something called Mayim She'uvim, where you bring it in a bucket or in some sort of utensil or something like that. So what happens if we go ahead and we take a piece of wood and we hollow it out, use it into a pipe, and now that pipe becomes a vessel that if water goes through it, it becomes Mayim She'uvim. So now we're seeing that even if you have this out, Sinor Shechakalu, B'sof Kavo, then you set it in the ground, and then the water goes through it, still Posos a mikvah, it's going to be Posos of the mikvah. Kavulu b'self chokku. What happens if you attach it to the ground first? You push it deep into the ground, and then you're chokking a thing into it. Then what's going to be the din? Then in opposed to the mikvah, it's not going to pass on the mikvah because it's considered like ground that you hollowed something out over there. Says Rashi, lav klihu ela arus mikhsai. It's not a kli. It's just a hole in the ground. Now, if you want to see Shino Hashem is actually something, it does something in a way that you can't even put it back. Then even if you're kovei in the ground and then you're a chok, you can still be pasul because lemaisa it's called a pipe right now. What's going on? It says Gemara, shiny she'iva demidarabanani. That the whole din there is different because that's a darabanan to get then. That which is going to be pasul with shabashes masha mikva nifsal b'shalosh gimel lugin mayim shuvim with three lug of mayim shuvim midarabananu. That's a darabanan diket zach. Really, midoraisa. This change over here actually does do something, and even this block of wood that also, if you attach it to the ground, that it made a hollow in it, it's considered like a kli. But the fact that the water, the mayim she'uvim, is going to pass on the mikvah is only midorabanan, and therefore they put it to something which is detached from the ground, not something which is attached. Then even in the first case where the pipe was first, they hollowed it out and then they attached it to the ground, there shouldn't be a psul that happens. And for the Gemara, Hasam Iketoris Kliya Lav Betalush. Over there, by the first case where the wood was first hollowed and then it was put to the ground, and it's a status of a kli while it's not attached, the Durabanan Dika Psul from being used for a mikvah already came into effect. And does it get taken off after it's put into the ground? But hacha ain't toras kli lo betalush. But in the other case where it was done in the ground itself, the toras kli never happened to it. And therefore, there's no issur derabanan that takes effect when it's on the ground. So Rav Yosef has survived this onslaught here, but we are not done with this attempt to go and knock him out. Remember, Rav Yosef said that yush does not have any impact on whether the person is going to acquire it or not. Meisvei, hold on a second. We have a brisa. Ganav a gazim va'anos. That is a ganav of the gazim. We know an anos is Rashi says chamson. Do yoiv dummy. If someone goes and says, "I want your property here, I'll pay you for it," and then he pays him, but he takes it against a person's will. Hakadesh and ektish. They go and they makdish something. It works. Rashi says vasalin anos. It's also to get hana from it. If they're makdish what they stole, now it actually works and it becomes us about na. Utrumasan truma. The truma is truma. Truma, son truma, son truma. Rashi says, also lezarim. Alma konile, ilgezela biyush. He is koni with yush. Umaiso, son, meiser. The maisos is a meiser. Oh, Rav Yosef, what are you going to say to that? Amri, you know, they say back, hasa miku shino yashem. Over there, it's shino yashem. The meikara tivla v'hasha truma was tevelat truma. Hektish, by hektish, meikara chulim hasha hektish. Therefore, it's a shino yashem, and that's what changes over there. Okay, Amar of Chis, Amar of Yochanan, Minayin Lishino Ishu Kone. Hadam Lishino is Kone. Shenemar, Shenemar, whoa. Veheshiv, Shenemar, Veheshiv es a gazeli. You have to return that which was stolen. Matam Lomer Asher Gazel. Why is there have to go on to say that he stole? Im Kain Shigazel, if it's hard, if still in the state it was when he stole it, Yachser, go and return it as is. Vim Lav, and if not, meaning he did some sort of Shinoi, Damim Be'alma Boy Shalume. He only has to pay Damim Be'alma. He used to return that which he stole if he still has it. If not, he pays Damim. In fact, they might hire Asher Gazel, we buy Lumutik Gazel Aviv. Hi, what do you mean? We need Asher Gazel to teach you something else. We need to tell you that to exclude that if someone's father stole Shinamos of Chomish al Gezel Aviv. That is, the halakha is that let's say the father ends up dying. He did a shvuah, he swore falsely, and he said he didn't steal anything. Therefore, now he has to pay the chomish also. And then he ends up dying. The yarshim have to go and pay only the keren, but they don't have to pay the chomish. So that's the shagaz is coming to teach you. Says the Gemara, no. Im kei nichtar achman v'heishiv es ha-gzela. Why say asher gazel lomen le-mechavav se-heishma? I'm in a tarti. We're learning out both dinim over here. You don't pay the fifth. And that one returns the object like it is, if it's in the same form than when you stole it. V'kedami, some say just the opposite. Amar of Chist, Amar of Yochanan, Minayin l'shino shino kone, Shenemar, I know shino is not kone, it's not kone. Shenemar v'eshiv is a gezela, mikol makom, we return the object, which means in every circumstance, whether or not it's the same as it was or not. I v'aktiv asher gazal, it says that which he stole, which seems like only if it's in the same form. No, imibayle al gezela shalo, Mosif Chomish. On his theft, he would add a Chomish. Mosif Chomish al Gezel Aviv, but he doesn't add the fifth for the Gezela of his father. So we learn the opposite principle from that. Okay. Next, Amar Ula Minayin LeYesh Eino Kona. How do you know that Yeyosh is not going to be Kona? Shen Emar, as the pasuk says, VaHavesem Gazel Gazel Es HaPesach VeEs HaChola, that you should go bring what is stolen. I'm sorry, not you should. And you bring, this is talking about Malach, he's giving the smackdown over here to the Yidden for bringing animals that were not allowed to be brought as animals, things that are stolen, things that are not, or they're sick. You brought the ones, bring what is stolen, the lame and the sick. What am I going to accept it from you? Gazel to be Pseach. The fact to put it together is that the stolen one is compared to the one that is lame. Telling you, my Pseach, the Leslie, the Kantaklal, just like an animal, which is lame, this way he's fixing it. It's something which will never be able to be brought as a korban. So therefore, beep, turn the page. Some of Zion of a page, not therefore, but af, so too, guzzle, the less like the kanta, so too, a stolen one, which is no way to be fixed. When the things get stolen, lo shtal lefnei yush, lo shtal acher yush. I don't care if it's before yush, I don't care if it's after yush. In all circumstances, not able to be brought as a korban, which comes out that yush by itself clearly is not going to make a kinyan. Rava Amar Me'acha, we learn it from here. Karban, no, that a person is to bring his own carbon, velo gazel, not something that is stolen. Amos, when is that so? Eli milfnei yosh, if one says before yosh, pshita, lom li krov, I don't need a pasuk. It's not his, of course, not going to work. So I don't need a pasuk for it. El alav lachish, after yosh, shma mina, yosh lo karni, doesn't work. Shma mina. Frankly, Gemara, ay, vaha Rava hudamer, de gazel carbon, de chavre. Rava is the one who said that it's talking about a case where he stole his friend's stuff and he was makdish it. Pardon. Rav is the one who said that the Bryce is talking about where he stole his friend's carbon that was already in a state of hektish, and therefore it's not showing you that yish doesn't affect any sort of kinyan, just saying that it goes forward because the person was already makdish it. Yibai says, how you can deal with that? Yibai says, Mahadar Bey, either Rav went back on that, he retracted. Yibai says, Mechad Minayu Rav Papa Amri. One of these things was said by Rav Papa. Rav Papa was a Talmud of Rava, so it wasn't actually Rava who's saying it. Says the next part of the Mishnah, Umidas Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. I'm quoting from the Mishnah itself. 4 or 5, the idea of paying that. Eino Noheges Ella Beshor V'Seb Elvad. That's what only applies to Shenema Kihignov Ishor Osev Tovcho Omochro. Says the Gemara. Va'amai. Why would you only keep it to these two things? That the 4 or 5 is only to sheep and ox. Nail of shor, shor, mi Shabbos. Why are we making zera shava of shor, shor from Shabbos? Just like over there in reference to a chaya or an oaf, like a wild animal or birds. It's the same halacha with them, with the shor. Afkan chayev of kerosman, so too chayev of kerosman should apply to the tashan. Arba v'chamisha should apply to it as well. Amar Rava, Amar Kra, shor v'seh, shnei pa'am. It says shor v'seh, 2 times. Shor v'seh in, midach min alone. It's coming to hone in on it alone and nothing else. Amri, now they said, hi miyaser. Which of them is extra that we're saying that we're learning this out? Elim is shor v'seh, the seifa miyaser, if you want to say. Shor v'seh and the end of the pasuk are the extra ones. The dichta v'chmana, kihino of shor oseh utvacho macharo chamisha baker lishan tachtov arba tzon tachtov. That's all the pasuk should have said. Just say straight up that shor oseh utvacho. That if you have a shor oseh, if a person steals a shor oseh and he shechs it, he sells it, he pays 5 in lieu of it and 4 in lieu of it. Arba tzon tachtov. But if the Torah had written that, Havamina boy shlumi tisha lechol echad v'echad, what if they have to pay 9 for each one of them? 5 for the oxen, 4 for the shor, for each one of them. Chite mahok siv tachtov tachtov. And if you want to say that it says the words tachtov tachtov, chat tachtov miyaser, and then we wouldn't have made this mistake because one of them is going to be extra. So you wouldn't have thought to make that mistake of 9. Hahumi boyle the Joshua Achrina. No, we need that tachtov for another Joshua. The ta wa 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 wa. You're going to say, Yachel Ganav Shor Shavamana. You would have thought that if someone stole an ox that was worth a mana, Shalom Tachtov Negidim, that is to pay in lieu, in its place, Negidin. Negidin is something like a ghost say, something that's on its way to die. It's on its on its way out. It's very, as Rashi says, klomer kechushin, very weak, or kroven lomos. It's on its way towards death. Tamid lomer tachtov tachtov. Therefore, this is lashon of tachtov tachtov to tell you it's got to be similar to the one that he stole. So therefore, we come out that the ox and sheep that says straight out in the second part of the pasuk are not actually extra. Ella Shorva said, Dereshim Yutar, that it comes out to say that the Shorva said, in the first part of the Pasuk, actually, the Nichtov Rechmana, let it just say, Kihignov Ishu Tvacho Macharo, Chamisha Bakar Yishalim Tachas Hashor, Va'arba Tachas, Atzon Tachas Haseh. Why do you have to write the words out in the beginning? Ikas Rechmana Hachik says, Gemara, if they told her in that, Havamina Ad the Garden of Trey V'tavachlu, I would have made a mistake to think that he's not going to be chayiv to pay the four or five times until he steals both animals, a Shor and a Seh. And then he goes and he shechs both of these animals. Utvacho. So, and for the Gemara, utvacho ksiv lechad. Nah, you wouldn't have made the mistake because utvacho and shechs it is written, which is showing that Zimri Chayiv, even for stealing and shechten, even only one of them. Says Gemara, ve'ema ad the gun of tervayu mezabin lo. Okay, maybe we would know that the kenas is even when he shechs only one of them, but we would say that he's not going to be chayev to the Arba V'chamish for selling a stolen animal until he steals both of them. This Gemara, O Mechoro Ksiv Lechad. Mechoro means, as in the singular, only one. In fact, the Gemara, Ve'ima Hava Amina Ad the Gun of Trey V'tov Echad U'mezabin Chad. But again, just by the strict reading of the Pasuk, maybe I would have thought that he's not going to be chayev until he steals two and shechs one and sells one. Says Gemara, O Mecharo Ksiv. Can't think that because it says, or, O Mecharo, or he sells it, meaning as its own individual thing. Rashi says, Damashma, O Tvicha, O Mechira. Talk Siv, O Lechalik, and Bez Oda to split up the two. The Gemara is not done. Vakati Avamina at the Garden of Tavayo, Vatavachad, the Meshayachad. Maybe I would think he's not going to be Chayim until he steals both, shechs one, and leaves another one. O Mezabin, Chad, the Meshayachad, or he sells one, and leaves over another one. Gemara's like, okay, you know what? That, my friend, you kept pushing. You finally get, you hit the gold over there. Ella shor de seifa. Fased de resha miyater. What's extra? The shor in the seifa and the set in the resha. The nechta vachmana ki yignov ish shor. Utvacho mecharo chamisha bakar yushalim tachtav. Ve'arba tzon tachas haseh. Shor de seifa. Fased de resha. Lamali. Why do I have to put those in? Shema mina. Shor v'se in. Miyadachrini lo. That it's only, the four and five is only shor v'seh, but not by something else. It only applies by those. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.